This is the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Discover how to enhance your reputation as an attorney and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.
Hello, this is Richard Jacobs with Speakeasy Marketing. Today I've got a really important podcast. I've realized that most attorneys and the way they sell, the way they attract clients, they're skipping steps, and it's causing them to miss out on getting as many clients as they could get and get them without, you know, price aggravation, commoditization, those kinds of things. There are steps in the decision-making process of your prospects that you're very likely missing out on. And what's said on your website, what's said by you on the phone, what's assumed by you in the keywords that you target, all these areas are missing a few steps, and I'm going to go into them now and tell you why it's so important. So when someone has a legal problem, it could be divorce, it could be financial strain leading to bankruptcy, it could be immigration, it could be a DUI, drug crime, it could be estate plan, any of these things, okay? Any practice area, it does not matter. People have a legal problem. Their first response is not, oh, I gotta get a lawyer for this, and I want the best one. It's rare that that's their response, unless they're a sophisticated person that maybe has a business dealing. The first response is, damn, I just want this problem to go away. I don't want to deal with this. That's people's first response. And it's a very natural response because legal problems, by their very nature, are ugly, and no one wants to deal with them. You as an attorney, would you like to have a legal problem? Hell no. And you would have the same response. Damn it, I just wish this would all go away. So that's people's first response. Next response is, all right, I've got to deal with this. What do I do? Well, I've got questions. I need to know this, I need to know that. I don't even know what I need to know. That's the situation for many people. So they go searching. They'll go searching on Google. They'll type in all kinds of stuff like, got pulled over in West Covina, blew a .24, will I go to jail? They'll Google things like, long-term marriage, is there such a thing as perpetual alimony? Or, father recently passed, how can I avoid probate? These are the things that people will Google because the stage they're in mentally is they're asking questions. They're not going to be Googling Los Angeles personal injury lawyer at this stage. They're just not. They're going to be asking what's called question keywords. So first of all, do you show up for these keywords? And how you show up is you have articles that answer people's questions on your website and in your other marketing, you know, YouTube, Facebook, etc. Do you have that content? If you don't, you're likely to be passed over and never noticed at this point. And that's a problem because the lawyers that are noticed at this point and are starting to answer people's questions, they have a chance to get that client before they ever get to the final keywords or before they ever make a decision that they truly need a lawyer. All right, so getting back to this path. So the first is, I want to bury my head in the sand to make it go away. Second is, I've got questions. So I look, I research, maybe I even get to the point where I want to call an attorney and do a consult. So I do that. What happens when you get calls? You get questions. People don't just say right off the bat, hi, I need a lawyer, I want to hire you. They almost never say that. What they do ask is they ask questions. So here's a mistake that a lot of attorneys do at this point. They say, well, every situation is different, you just got to come into the office and then we can figure it out from there. You're stopping the person from getting the answers they want, so it's very unlikely that they're going to hire you. They want their questions answered now. They don't want them answered 2 days from now when they come into the office, which is a scary experience. They want answers right now because they can't stand it. It's bugging them so badly, their situation. They've got to know now. Remember, that night, they've got to go to sleep. And don't you think that this is going to be going on in their head all day, all night, in the shower? They're going to be hanging out with their kids and they're going to be distracted, worrying about this legal issue, whatever it is. Don't you think that happens? I mean, I know, sadly, from experience, that's what legal problems do. Thank God I haven't had serious ones, but I couldn't imagine having a serious legal problem. It must consume you mentally all day, all night, everywhere you go. So that's what's going on in your prospects' heads. So if you don't answer their questions and you're not a helpful resource at this point, they'll never even get to the point of wanting to have a lawyer or wanting to have you. How can they make that decision if this stuff is burning a hole in their brain? They can't do it. So this is the next stage. So if you answer people's questions and you give them an understanding and you give them a semblance of what might happen, now they start to feel a better sense of control. They relax a bit. You can hear it on the phone. I know you can when you've spoken to potential clients. You can hear when they go, ah, mentally, and they start to feel better about it. And guess who they attribute that feeling to? To you. If you're real slick and you're real smart, you can do this with your website and start to build that feeling before they ever call you. But if not, and you actually get them to call you, which is a feat in itself, you can do it over the phone. And the best attorneys I know are very good at that. They spend the time to answer questions. They don't just try to usher them into the office. So that's what you want. You want that, that relaxation. You want to hear it or experience it from your potential client, because now they're a lot closer to making that decision. So here's where they're at now. You've answered their questions. They feel some more measure of control about their situation. They're starting to feel a bit better. There's hope. Maybe this will come out okay. Maybe in the divorce I will be able to see my kids 3 times a week. Maybe, you know, with the estate plan I'll be able to get, a third of my mom's estate, and I won't have it taken by, the in-laws. So now the questions are being answered. The person's feeling better. They're attributing that feeling to you. Now they come to the realization, you know what? This person can help me. This lawyer can help me. I like them. I like what they had to say. I'm believing in them. They've answered my questions. I'm feeling better. Now you can retain them. Now is the point. But not up until this point. And guess what? A lot of lawyers focus on, why should you choose me? Why we're better? Why we're this? Why we're that? Do you see how, if this is done right, that won't even come up in the conversation? Do you see how, if you answer people's questions, this is just an after fact, or it could be a very minor thing at the end? Maybe at the end it's time to talk about your credentials, maybe not. But if you do it the right way, they won't even be an issue. Hope this helps. Hope this helps you understand the mind of your customer and change how you do your marketing and your sales approach. If you need help with this in your firm, call 888-225-8594 or email rj@speakeasymarketinginc.com. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Call 888-225-8594 or email rj@speakeasymarketinginc.com to enhance your reputation and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.